pull information from Twitter. Twitter is generating 7 terabytes a day, but they wanted a moving 30-day corpus. And then with that, they wanted to get click-through information that they could do this with. So streaming data fits with the freshness part. How fresh do you want it, and then how much of it do you want streamed? There's no formula, but I see both parts that people want to do. Probably the biggest one today is, this idea of, you know, freshness and moving it, and how can I analyze it at scale and size and get back to my business on it. But, right, then it's like, well, here's these other real sources, time sources. How do I get that stuff in as well? And we've got some technology through SystemS that does that. There's other ones out there that also start to address it as well. But it basically, again, comes back to when I ask customers, how much does freshness matter? Is it a 30-day, 60-day, 2-year shift? You know, where's the time frame? Give me some idea of what you want to do. Fraud detection, so far it's been we need to keep a moving timeline of 2 years. So we'll dump off, you know, a month at a time to keep this shifting down, because that gives us the ideal data content to be able to use. I think it varies by business.
Where do you get that 7 terabytes a day?
I got it from, I think I got it about a month ago from the Twitter guys. It might be low at this point.
If fraud detection is about finding anomalies, bad data is also an anomaly, or a type of anomaly. Mm-hmm. You guys talked about, like, 4 or 5 months ago, I think, about making it easier to identify bad data, and if I can identify the bad data and keep it out of the system, then the data itself becomes better quality, and I can trust the analytics better. Mm-hmm. Any update on how that's evolving or if that's working?
It's still a work in progress. I'm smiling because, again, if you talk to a structured data person, they'd say that's the first thing I have to do is find bad data, then cleanse it, then start through doing analytics. I prefer starting with dirty data. It sounds nasty, but the fact is you can't clean data unless you have it in some context. And it's really easy to try to clean data, and then you really clean some insights out of it. It's just too fast to do. And so we did a gig with the British Library where they told us we could select in all the U.S. Parliament information. And we did that. And, of course, you know, one of the Parliament members turned out to be Monty Python. We think that's a mistake. Another one was that a whole number of bills came out called About the, like 3,000 of them. So when we went back and said, what's happened? Well, the form that people filled in, there's a comment field. Except when they hit the tab button, they went beyond the comment field and said, this is about the, and they got about the as the title. That was it. And it was dropped off at that point. But so you had to go back to the context. Pharmaceuticals, I'm growing up in North Carolina, a lot of tons of trials, and they would like to be able to go through and, you know, be able to quickly look at their data and find where there's errors in it, but misspellings of drugs is really common, so how do you do those things? How do you find those misspellings?